Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you try and pack a healthy lunch for your kids, and it comes home, you open up the lunch, and the carrot sticks are still in there, and, you know, the apple is still sitting just like it is. Maybe the slices are brown by now. And so you say, well, why didn't you eat this? You know, you want your kids to eat healthy at lunchtime and not just eat junk. It'll help them get through the school day better. My guest is Dr. Tanya Altman. She's a pediatrician and author. Welcome to the show, Dr. Altman. Healthy lunches. It's every parent's, you know, we go through this every single day, what to put in there.
It definitely can be a challenge. And, you know, kids spend such a good portion of their day in school, and they're eating also a good portion of their nutrition and calories while they're in school. So packing a healthy lunch is very important, but you can't force them to eat it when you're not there. So sometimes it's this balancing act.
Okay, so it's a balancing act, and of course we can't force them to eat it. And if they do try and trade it away, then maybe people don't even want to trade that stuff away, you know. So what do we do? Do we pack them peanut butter and jelly every single day if that's what they want?
Well, I think it's a good idea to get your school-age kids involved in packing their own lunch. It's a great opportunity to educate them on healthy nutrition and the components that go into a lunch. So think about that new My Plate logo. So half the plate is fruits and vegetables. The other half is whole grains, protein, with your dairy or milk on the side. And even though you're putting it in a brown bag and not necessarily on a plate, you want to keep those same proportions in mind. So you could give your children some choices. You know, for your sandwich today, would you like a nut butter sandwich or would you prefer turkey? But you want to make sure it has some sort of protein. And often when they're choosing the night before when you pack it or that morning, they're more likely to eat it.
Okay, so, you know, getting them involved, that's your first bit of best advice, is getting them involved in making their own lunch. Now, we all know, Dr. Altman, if you give the child a choice between, you know, apple pieces and a hot chocolate bar or a granola bar, they're going to pick probably the junkier one. But if you give them a choice between a banana and an apple, they've still got that sort of autonomy, and yet they have to pick the healthier choices. Do you keep that stuff in your house? Do you just not keep it in your house? What do you do about that?
Well, you definitely want to keep the healthy items in your house. I see a lot
No, I didn't mean the healthy items. I meant the junky items, you know.
Well, I think occasional treats or fun items are fine. And I think having a fun snack in your lunch is great. And you want to try to teach your kids that after you eat your fruit and your vegetable, then you can have your fun snack. So they might not always. And some days my kids come home with the carrot sticks and the raisins. And then we have that for an after school snack. But I think the more that you can role model healthy behavior at home and show them, you know, when they're eating lunch on the weekends, this is what you really want to eat for lunch and this is what you want to eat first. And it's important. It's important so you have that energy to run around on the playground at recess, go to soccer practice after school, to concentrate. And if you help teach them why the nutrition is important, they're more likely to eat it. Now, in terms of what you have in your kitchen, I mean, that's really up to every family to decide. But I think it's a good idea to stock your kitchen with healthy items and have less of those more fun type of not as healthy food items in the cupboard. So although it can be very tempting to go to these stores where you can buy it in bulk, sometimes it's not as good of an idea because then it's just sitting around for a long time and having less of it around to tempt you is always a good idea. I know that chips and cookies talk to me through the cupboard door, so I assume they're also talking to my kids. So I try to limit the amount of the time that they're actually in our house.
I am the same way. And, you know, so when we're packing a lunch, let's just do a whole lunch here. Now, I told you off air, I really like Go-Go Squeeze now because it gives applesauce, which is not just apple pieces, because sometimes my daughter says it's getting brown and I put lemon on it and then it's sour. So, you know, you try and do all these little tricks and things to put the healthier things in. So we've got our carrot sticks, red pepper slices, applesauce, bananas, if they don't get mushy, because then the kids will not even touch them. Sandwiches on good, healthy bread. What else? Do you like goldfish? Do you not like those? They need that sort of snacky things.
Well, I find myself, you know, telling parents that goldfish and other crackers are not necessarily an everyday food item. They can be a once-in-a-while snack. And if you are, you know, if your child does like crackers, especially for snacks. Now, a lot of schools want kids to bring a snack item in addition to a lunch. So if you're if you are packing crackers, try to read labels. I like to teach parents to read labels, and you want to choose a healthier cracker or snack item that has whole grains, that has at least 3 grams of fiber, and that doesn't have any fake colors. So there are healthier choices you can make when you're choosing these crunchy, more fun options for your children. And maybe it's that, you know, once in a while they do get the whole grain crackers with a string cheese. And maybe another day it's the carrot slices with hummus for their snack. And another day it's a healthier type of granola bar. So there are some different options to make it flexible and exciting so your kids can sort of choose, but you can also stock the healthier versions in your cupboard.
Do you do lunch dessert, Dr. Altman? I had never heard of lunch dessert before, and now every day my kids want something little and sweet in there. I'm like, well, then that's your dessert. You don't get one after dinner. And, you know, that comes with a very disdained look.
I think it's fine to have a small treat in the lunch, but I'd like to teach them that after you eat your fruit and your veggie and your sandwich, then you can eat your treat. And one of my sons always listens, and I know he eats that treat last because half the time it comes home because he hasn't finished the others, and I bet my younger son eats it first. But at least you can give them some guidelines, and I think they are going to school, so it's okay that it's fun. You want to make sure that they're not embarrassed by what you're packing for them because they might just throw it away or trade it to their friends. You know, when I was growing up, I was a big lunch trader, and I know that schools now are really discouraging trading lunches, which I think is important for all those kids out there that have food allergies. So nowadays at school, you're not really allowed to trade your lunch. So parents can at least feel better knowing that what they send their child should get eaten by their child and not somebody else. But you never know for sure, and you still don't know if they're going to throw it away. So I like to encourage my kids, if you're not going to eat it, please bring it home so mommy can see, and maybe we can have it for an after-school snack. I just don't want it going in the trash can.
Well, and as long as you mentioned allergies, now at my child's school, they are not allowed to bring anything but fruits or vegetables for their snack. And so that has sort of proposed a problem only because my daughter eats a lot. She's an athlete, and so that carrot sticks are just not enough for her. So I send grapes, I send a banana, carrot sticks, and red pepper, but we're not allowed to include any crackers. And so, she, you know, the fruits and vegetables thing gets a little bit tiresome for them every single day. Plus, we have to get really creative with it.
You do have to get creative, and I wonder if the school would let you have a little protein on the side, because just eating the fruits and vegetables, you're right, for an athlete, you know, may not be enough, although it's healthy. So they do sell little individual packets of nut butter that I'll often send that you can kind of eat with the vegetables. You can dip your celery into it, or if it's not a nut-free school, a handful of almonds or walnuts on the side is a great high-protein snack to eat along with those fruits or vegetables.
Well, we have wheat allergies, nut allergies, and even spinach. They're not even allowed to bring anything that would contain spinach. And so, yeah, no, it is. It's tough, and you have to get very creative with just the fruits and vegetables, you know. So now in the last minute, pack up a lunch for us, Dr. Altman. Make the sandwich. Get the sides, pack up a great healthy lunch with some ideas for the listeners.
So an ideal lunch for me packing for my kids would be a fruit such as sliced apple or grapes, some vegetables, carrot sticks or sliced cucumber pieces, a healthy sandwich, so whole grain bread with at least 3 gram fiber, with sliced turkey or another lean meat that your child likes, and some cheese. I also like when kids get dairy products. You want to make sure that you include a yogurt or a milk, even if it's a flavored milk, getting that calcium, vitamin D, and protein and other essential nutrients that the dairy products provide is so important. And then if they want something, you know, more fun on the side, it can be a small granola bar, maybe a tiny treat left over from Halloween for the next week, some healthier, no dye, no fake color added gummies, some sort of snack that your child chooses and that they like. And you wrap it all up, put a cute little note or poem in telling them that you love them, and hopefully they will finish it. And if not, bring home the rest to have after school as a snack.
Great. That was a great lunch. So if you missed it and you want to write it down, listen to the podcast again right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children. Stay well.